Okay, so you'll remember that our problem, the problem that we've been dealing with, is the fact that in our Mishnah we seem to have a contradiction. Because in the case where which we start off with, which is the Chavis, that has a suffix tumah. So in the opening case, Rabbi Yeshua says, okay, you can't be metameh it, but you can put it into a place where it's more likely to become tameh. So if it was in a makom mutznah, put it in a makom tofen, if it was mefuseh, the megaleh, but it's clear that Rabbi Yeshua was being very careful about not touching the tumah via diet. But then in the second case, where we had the barrel that broke and is running into the vat on the bottom, which has coolant many in it, over there, Rabbi Yeshua said that if there's no way for you to be macho, at least the reverse of it, the Tyra, you can go and take Tame Kalin and corrupt the whole thing with Tame Kalin, even though you're being Matame, it be your dying. Right? So that contradiction has been bothering us. And the way in which we opened up the discussion was that we wanted to make it dependent on the Machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi in Pesachim. Because to whether, we're saying the different approaches of Rabbi Yeshua, we're following the different approaches of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi as to whether it's mutter to burn Truma Tahora if anyway it's going to be destroyed. Mm-hmm. So Rabbi Meir, who says that you're allowed to burn Truma Tahora with the Tanaya, remember that was Rabbi Meir who said, Midivrayim Labadno, from the words of Rabbi Akiva or the Haninas Kanakonim about how we would burn a truma, a kachim that would nitma bevlada truma with things that would nitma bahava truma. So we said, based on that, Rabbi Meir, who says, so you see that it's okay once something needs to be burned anyway, it's okay to burn it with something that's going to be more metamayit, even if it was tahar. So Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir would be matir, you perpetually would be a dying, because it's doomed anyway. It's on its way down into the wine. The wine is going to be metamayit. So what's the difference? Once it's doomed, Rabbi Meir said, you can go ahead.
It's
a B.A.D.I.M. difference. That's the main thing to say. That's obvious. Where you're doing it, here it's going to happen. But the point is, according to Rabbi Meir, that's acceptable. So now, we're going to continue in a different approach and how to see our Mishnah's dependency in the Machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yilah and Rabbi Zeira, Tavim B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, both quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that Chavit HaRishonak Rabbi Yossi, the first barrel was going according to Rabbi Yossi, because according to Rabbi Yossi, you cannot be metame something via dying, even where it's going to be ruined. Remember, he said, Eino min amina, which we had a whole discussion, does that mean you're going too far, or does it mean that you're extending into dinim of Isser Vaheter? Something that's going to be Isser Vaheter destroyed. Over there, was talking about Pesach, right? I mean, he was going to be matir, maybe everything matir, in first Truma Tahora, because it was doomed, not because of Truma. It was doomed only because it was Chometz of Pesach. So Rabbi Meir says you're going too far, Rabbi Yossi says you're going too far, and learning out from something which is Tameh anyway, you can be Metameh with an Ava Tumah, that's a different issue. Okay, so there's two approaches, but in any event, it's Rabbi Yossi who says you have to be careful not to be Metameh Yadai, and therefore the first case in the Mishnah was Rabbi Yoshua, the way Rabbi Yossi would understand Rabbi Yoshua, that even though there's no din of Mishmer, you still can't be Metameh Yadai, you can only be Goreim to put the barrel in a place where it's more likely to be hurt. But the second one would make sense whether you hold the Rabbi Meir or you hold the Rabbi Yossi. I have no problem with the second one. Now, on the surface, there should be a problem with the second one, because why would it work out according to Rabbi Yossi? According to Rabbi Yossi, you're not allowed to be in the time of the Yadayim, and he's in the second case where the wine was running down into the lower vat, you were going to be in the time of the Yadayim. If you collected it, the Kalim's made. Okay, he doesn't explain, but we know the reason, because we already saw it in the previous discussion. The reason was that Torah plus Amar Monotri is wrong. It was if it's a place where it has to be Choshesh also for the Hesed of the wine, then it's already a different issue. Then in order to prevent the loss of the wine, that it's gotten over here, that it would have been the Duma. We didn't have 100 times connected, this river that was falling in. So over there, what we're saying is, even Rabbi Yossi, you ask it to do be a dying, would be more than you do be a dying. It doesn't necessarily have to be going like Rabbi Meir. That's how Rabbi Elon, Rabbi Zeira, were quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Now, but you'll notice Rabbi Yochanan didn't explain himself. All he said was it would work out fine even according to Rabbi Yochanan. I'm Rabbi Zeira, Kami, Rabbi Mana. I don't get it. But let's not plead on Rabbi Yossi. I mean, isn't that why would Rabbi Yossi agree that you could be Matame the Adai? I mean, I quoted Rabbi Yochanan, but I don't understand exactly why it is that he said it. Omar Lane, Nomar Deloka Rabbi Meir. Nomar Deloka Rabbi Yossi. Look, I mean, the truth is, I could tell you, if I wanted to, the Sefer could have nothing to do with the Machlokas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi at all. It would work out according to either one or not, because perhaps the Chulin, I'll tell you about some of them on a previous call, and you're ignoring that whole issue. Now, you said before, Rabbi Meir says, what I would like to know is, and I wanted to know, I asked him, is that the game she pleaded in the Torah? When Rabbi Meir said that, is it because it's a suffix the arisa? Or maybe he would say, stop, any suffix. I mean, it's the fact that I can't use it. Even if it was only a suffix to Minarabbanan, I would still be allowed to be sorry with it. So is it dependent in the usage issue, or is it dependent in the actual psak Minarabbanan, how it would have to look at it? Omar Lay, he said, yes, indeed, it is dependent, and it's saying Tzuya Midivrei Torah, but if it would have touched the suffix Tuma Midarabbana, then of course Rabbi Meir would not have, even though you're not allowed to use it, Rabbi Meir would not have allowed you to burn it. Because Midiraisa is completely usable. Omar Lay, it should say, Omar Lay, Ana, I have to tell you that the way I understood it, is that Shenitma b'Mador Shavuim. Even if it was only Nitma, on the Tumid Rabbanim, remember, Madorot Shavuim is a Gezerah, the Rabbanim say, where Goyim live, we're choshesh that they buried their aborted fetuses there, since they're always doing abortions. So they aborted the fetus in the house, and they buried it under the floor. So all Madorot Shavuim we would go to Tumah. That's only the Tumid Rabbanim. Yet, I have grounds to believe that even Mador Shogunim are enough Minarabbanan to make Rabbi Meir say that you're allowed to burn this Tumah. And this Nima Abi the Tumah.
Tumah's
made
the Ohel?
It's not even that. The whole thing is a Drabbanan, because really going in and not even the Tumah. But we made a Gezerah. Ma Itla, what are you doing there? He said, where do you get that from? Because even if it would be not a Celtic, and even if it would be a Vadai Tuna of Mador Shogoyim, why would you burn it? Tony Mador Shogoyim Tolim. It's not close. Rabbi Yosef Berei the Rabbi Yehuda on their Sofim. I was going like Rabbi Yosef Berei the Yehuda. So since according to Rabbi Yosef Berei the Yehuda, Mador Shogoyim, he holds you could be Sorek on the Tuma of Vadai, the Rabbanah. Rabbi Meir would hold that a suffix, which is Poland, the Rabbanan, you also would be Torahs. The Huna B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Rabbi Meir is Torah, Leah B'Shari Yamot HaShanu. Rabbi Meir would say that you can burn it from. Not that. You're learning because it's Erev Pesach. Don't learn something. Rabbi Meir holds if it was Tuluya. The Chiddush over there has got to be that you're able to burn Tahara with it today. If it's Tuluya, Rabbi Meir would say you could burn any time. Now, the Taninan, we say over there that, the same question we saw before, that doesn't it say that according to Rabbi Meir you can burn it Erev Shabbos, when Shabbos is Erev Pesach, you burn it at the very last minute, you burn your Tumah Teluyah? So this doesn't make any sense. If according to you, you can sell her instrument to me and then you would pay for it. So why would you have to wait until the very last moment? According to your engineer. And over there it also is like a funny moment in Bismarck. No. Somebody said, no, you save it till Shabbos. How do you know? Maybe you'll find out that it's sold on Shabbos. Right, so now, according to you, it would be a sof b'shacharit. Well, why can't you burn it in the morning? Burn it whenever you want. Burn it the week before. It's familiar. Well, what are you talking about? No, it's not there for sure. Condition is up still, but also not. Talking about over there, you were too lazy to burn it. He's just saying, all that the mayor is saying is, you're going to have to get rid of it before Shabbos. You can't rely on what the Chachamim are telling you, which is, well, it's a tough thing. You know, maybe tomorrow you'll find out that it's kosher. And if it turns out that it's not kosher, so fine, you'll flush it down the toilet. If you weren't the kind burning it. That's all that he's saying. He doesn't mean to say you're not allowed to burn it until the very last minute. I'll prove to you that it's that way. Because the taninan, I should say, take out that below. The taninan shacharit certainly have a case of shacharit by tmeya, right? It's tmeya anyway. It's got to be burned. And yet it says in kashecha. Why in kashecha? You're questioning whether I'm right about truma tmeya. Okay, question whether I'm right about truma tmeya. But truma tmeya, we agreed on. Here it says truma tmeya and tmeya together. You have to wait till kashecha. If according to you it means you have to wait, how are you going to explain to me why do I have to wait? Truma tmeya I can burn any time. It's supposed to be burned. What do you mean I have to wait? Obviously, we can't mean that I have to wait. Ella's got to be talking about that he was mitatzel below sarat. And with Abba Mori Achli the Rabbi Yossi, or Tifater Shino Labla to Mabo Tachan. Maybe it's just talking about that it was became something at that moment. And then it's not saying anything, any chiddush. It's just telling you the one thing that they're arguing in. Namely, according to Chachamim, you're supposed to wait till the morning and see whether there's still a chance on pace, on Erev Pesach to finish it, or if it turns out to be tar, or do the fire of the Zohar the Ruach, and if you get rid of it, flush it down the toilet. And you're going to Rabbi Meir. You don't rely on that. You have to burn it before it's full. But he's not saying you must wait until the last minute. That's for sure. Tell me Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yoshua in our Mishnah, who says, Be Megala, and Rabbi Shimon in Bechora, who says that a Bechor, who has a problem with blood pressure and needs to go through a Hakazat Dam in order to relieve it, and otherwise he's going to die anyway. So, it's interesting, there's Mamash a case like this in the... case like this by James Herriot. He had a tremendous inflammation in the leg that the horse was going to die. And his partner was like a very big bucky in horses. He says, look, I'm going to do something, you're going to think I'm crazy, okay, but this is what we're going to do. He had inherited, he had brought this ancient practice from an old vet. So he had like all these old failings there. And he had Kalim for doing a bloodletting on a horse. It's like a major, they take out quarts and quarts of blood. So there's like these, you know, these things to hold open the wound and so on. And it's like, he goes to practice, picks up his old stuff. Harry was all crazy. I mean, mommy, she was like, crazy. He said it was like watching a medieval. He could not believe it. The thing recovered like that. This is okay. So, you know, over here he said the Bukhara is going to die if you don't do this for it, but if you do it, you're going to cause a move. Right? So says Rabbi Shimon, since it's going to die anyway, then it's the same idea, you see. This is exactly what Rabbi Yeshua was saying over here. So Rabbi Yeshua was saying, since it's going to die anyway, the true myth, so to speak, so it's going to go down now into the vat, and it's going to be wounded anyway, so fine, so go ahead and do what you got to do to save it. I'm not offering him a Talmud, it's dead. For all intents and purposes. No. It's not. Well, I mean, that depends on whether you hold it's Rabbi Yossi, and it's because of the word it's Rabbi Meir. So, therefore, I'm timing, says Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon, that's exactly what Rabbi Shimon said in Bechor. Since this Bechor is going to be dead anyway, you might as well go ahead and make a movement, and there's no Isser for not to remove the question. I'm Rabbi Long. Rabbi Shimon de Bechora, in this case, Rabbi Yoshua in Truma, our case, Lo Hadein Model Adein, Vela Adein Model Adein. I disagree with you. Rabbi Yoshua would not agree with Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Yoshua was only talking about Truma. Truma over there, it's because of the Hatzit, as you said, because of the Hatzit Chulin. In other words, what you were saying was that, no, this would be true without Hatzit Chulin. It's not true. It's only because of Hatzit Chulin. Why? Who's to say that he would be moaned if you're allowed to make a mum in a kachim, where over there the Hatzit would be on the Bakor? Who's to say that there's a kashash and Hatzit of the Bakor? That's not meant to be your problem anyway. So maybe there's no din of Hatzit before. And lo adin, moda adin. Neither would Rabbi Shimon over there be moda over here, because maybe over there he's saying that the condition itself is a mum. Maybe that's what he holds. In which case, it's already a mum. And therefore, he holds it's mutter to put a mum into something already had a mum. But that doesn't mean it has anything to do with being allowed to do metamic truma that's going to be coming. If it isn't coming now, for all we know, Rabbi Shimon might hold over here like Rabbi Lazar, or like Rabbi Gamliel. So therefore, there's nothing, the two figures are not related. Over Rabbi Zira says, I have yet a third approach. I say, Mistava Rabbi Shimon, mother Rabbi Yeshua. It's reasonable to me that if over there, you don't have to worry about Hatzit. And nonetheless, he's Matya making the moon in the Bechor. So for sure, over here, we also have the question of Hatzit Chulin. For sure, you should be Matya Mum. That's not a question by me, but Rabbi Yeshua, I would say, is not motive Rabbi Shimon, because there's no din of Hatzit, and there is din of Hatzit. And he's joining us finally. That's why I stayed away. But you're so late. What good is it to come so late? Shockley. You know what you mean. In the mail I hold that Rabbi Yoshua would not have been made that where there's no din of Atera Chotza Amma Menim Shay Yisrael, that over there we would also be Matir to be Matil Mum Biyadayim. That's my approach. Okay, so we have three different approaches. Either the Sugya in Trumas and the Sugya in Bukharis are the same Sugya, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yeshua saying the same thing, or they have nothing to do with each other, because the din over there is because a Hakaza is a Mum, but so is the condition of Achuza Zan, also a Mum. The two things are not related. Or they're related, but they're different, because over there there's no din of Hatzit. But over here, there's a din of Hatzit because of the Chulin, therefore. But that's not, it's not, there's no, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's property. So that's what I hold. Rabbi Bon Bar Chiya, Boi Kamei Rabbi Zira. According to you, Rabbi Zira, that you say that Rabbi Shimon would be moda to Rabbi Yoshua. Vatanina moda Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua, Shestarfim, Zuli Asma, Zuli Asma. How do you explain the fact that in Psachim it says that Rabbi Yoshua holds over there, the same Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua, that argue Lagabe burning the Truma on Erev Pesach, or moda that you burn Truma Tahira separately from Truma Tanea, because we don't want you to be Metame the Truma Tahora. Now, over there, it's Rabbi Shimon. Remember that before in the Sugya, Rabbi Yochanan said that that's Rabbi Shimon that says that over there, that Rabbi Shimon said, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yeshua, you can only burn Tuluya with Tumea, but you can never burn Tahora with Tumea. Okay? Now, since over there their motives is Rabbi Zula Asmol, Zula Asmol, why, according to you, that you say Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Yoshua by Truma, at least our case where it's going to become, then what's the difference if it's Truma Tahora or if it's Truma Tuluya? It should be exactly the same thing. Even Truma Tahora, once it's going to be ruined anyway, you're saying, in our case, we had a chavis of Truma, the Truma was Tahora. It was going to be falling into the wine was coming. And Rabbi Yoshua over there says that you can be Matani Biyadayim, if you cannot be Matil, it relieves the thyroid. That's what our Mishnah said. You claimed that Rabbi Shimon is murdered to Rabbi Yeshua. So how could Rabbi Shimon have said in the Mishnah over there that no, this is only a din on Truma Tuya and it's not a din on Truma Tahara? Our Mishnah is a case of Truma Tahara. And supposedly Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Yeshua according to you. So now how are you going to explain this? That Rabbi Shimon was the one who says that sugya instruction never meant to imply that according to Rabbi Yeshua you could burn Truma to Tahara with Tanea. You could only burn Truma to Luya with Tanea. But over here Rabbi Yeshua says that there is not like that. He says that in our case where the wine anyway is going to become tame, that you can just go ahead and be matame via dying. Therefore, I'm asking you, Yisrov Shtehem Kachat, why not burn them together? And then in the case of the Chometz Pesach, Amalei Taman Torah Yidvar Torah. Over there in Sochem, we're talking about over there that really right now you're allowed to eat this truma completely, right? Because with your raisa, truma chometz does not become usher in sheishos. He's talking about la'achas mani shuru. He's talking about a normal erev Pesach, not the mission of Shabbat. Right? What's the din right now? The rabbanan said you have to burn it now because they asked you to burn it. But with your raisa, about the rabbanan, no. With your raisa is perfectly kosher. So therefore, I can't say since I have to be ma'abed in the rabbanan. Therefore, I should go ahead and I should be matame the Elisha. That doesn't make any sense. So therefore, in such a case, it's Torah Dvar Torah, and the Truma is the Inayi. You were the one who said that now you have to burn it no matter what, even though it's really kosher, and it's not really Chometz on Erev Pesach yet, right? So of course, over there, what all Rabbi Shimon is saying is that there's still a halak of mishmer trumotai. Maybe you're right, so you have to take care of this truma. My same thing over here, where the wine already broke. So Mamela, there's no longer, this for sure we know Rabbi Yeshua holds, once there's nothing you can do to prevent it, then you can't say you're mechuyev in mishmer trumotai. The wine is on its way into the vat, and it's going to become tame. So fine, that's all I'm saying is that Rabbi Shimon in such a case would hold that even if it's for her mom, you can go ahead and be matame and be a dying. What's the comparison with the two cases? Wait a second. Hey, isn't there a problem over here that we're ignoring? So we said before that you're not allowed to burn, if you hold, you're not allowed to burn even the Tuluya. Right? Why is it? The din is that you can parcel something, v'hesachadat. If you stop thinking about its usability, so then it becomes parcel. So if that's the case, v'lo nifsala v'hesachadat, wasn't it already parcel anyway because of hesachadat? Lokein omer v'yokun in hesachadat v'ar Torah, that when the Torah is said by truma, mishmeret trumotai. What does mishmeret mean? Mishmeret means you have to be aware of it. The moment that you stop being aware, how can you say that you're being Mekayim Mishmeret? By definition, a Mishmeret is a state of awareness. So that the moment, by the way, this is a profound implication for Adam Arishon, La'avdo u'l'shamro, so l'shamro means that he's mechuyev to maintain constant awareness of the world. La'avdo, sometimes he has to act on that awareness, but the awareness is all the time, you know, turn on and off, and sometimes half concerns, and sometimes not half concerns because you have said. But the din of Mishamro is constant. So therefore, the moment that you turn your mind away from it, the world gets ruined, essentially. The furniture over here, the truma becomes fossil. You're not thinking about it. That's the end. And the truth is, this is the marker for that all-round Rambam and the Maran Avukin. The moment you stop thinking about the world goes random. So all of the things that you see in the world that are destructive is because you're not working the kayim. There's no Shemira. There's no Shemira on you. Where do you expect the Shemira to come from? No, I mean, he uses it in terms of the individual. He uses this as the answer to why bad things happen.
Individual?
Yeah. Why do bad things happen? Why are things happening? Why is the world a random place?
Because
they're a Molech world. God doesn't seem to care. Right? So my mom says he doesn't. He can't care. You're the one that has to care. But So Hezekiah passes the world. Mamish, exactly the same thing. It's an amazing thing. He says this was Nizgala. He viewed this as being Mamish like a Nevi'ah. So you came to understand that, because he was the first one to understand the nature of randomness and consciousness, the relationship between the two. And he was like thousands of years ahead of his time, 1,000 years ahead of his time. So. Okay, but this is the thing, this is Mamish, a beautiful mantra from the center. If you all have Chadash Pasul Shroom, so then that means that Lishomro, in terms of Mishmura, means constant alignment. So if that's the case, so then for the Ocher holds that has a Hadat Pasos, Midiorayta, so then what's the problem? If it's any way possible, so you're always going to be dealing with it. If it's Tuya, anyway, so now you're not thinking about taking care of it, because, you know, okay, what can I do with it? So then it turns out, yeah, well, if you can't use it, then he pays no attention to it. If you hold that he's, that especially for you, ready to assure there's no, you know, that there's no longer, yeah. That's the first thing that he says. I mean, we're asking now, first we're bringing Rabbi Yochanan's three ma'amarot, there were three things Rabbi Yochanan said together. So he furthermore said, Chavit Shniyat Rabbi Meir, the second case of Chavit over here, would not be going according to Rabbi Yochanan. That's going according to Rabbi Meir, that it's okay to be Matami V'Yadayim. And also, the din over here is that achizat dam, Rabbi Shimon, is also Torah. Now, this is halacha. The Rabbi Shimon allowed you to put a mum in the case where anyway had achizat dam. That's because he learns out from the Torah that you're allowed to put a mum in an animal that's already a baal mum. So these three things he said together, right? But getting back to the first one, which was our question. So what do we do with the pshat? And according to Rabbi Yochanan, Hesach Hadas is a true b'oraisa. So then how could anybody suggest that you cannot be served the tluya with the tmeya? Amale, not true. It's not Hesach Hadas. Because even if you're not watching it to take care of it, you're watching it to take care of it and it comes in contact with it. Since it's Tamea, you don't want anything else to touch it, right? So Mishamish Lotigabatarot Achirot, he's not completely making Yahbaz from it because he has to make sure that nothing else touches it. Therefore, even though it touched Tuma, that doesn't mean that it's possible to have a Chabad anyway. So the Mela, your Tasha was based on the wrong assumption. Every time we were not going to be able to use it, so we're making Yahbaz because it's a problem of Tuma. I still have to can't be making Yahbaz because not for itself, but I'm certainly not making Yahbaz. Hated Rabbi Yitzchak, Berei at the Rabbi Chia Rabba. Should say Rabba, right? What is the gear for this? What's your gear say? So he has Ketuva. Where is her? Haga Atzbacha. Why don't you consider for a moment the question? So if it's Ketuva, then it means he was a Katav. So that's the gift. So that's a Katav. Yeah, it means that he was a writer, a sophist. So Hagat, anyway, they said like Hagat v'chashim mitunagam mitchamim. Let's say that it's in a situation where it's already, we're talking about over there burning, it's already on the mitchamim, right? So at that moment that it's on the mitchamim, why can't I now put on the truma tmei on it? You're telling me if it's truma tmei, I can't burn it with tmei. Why? Because it's not possible to have it. Why? Because I have to make sure nothing else touches it. And if I put it already into the fire, now I don't have a chashash, anything else is going to touch it. And so at that moment, I'm misalik my shmir from it, it becomes nisal instantly, because it has a chashash. So now, why can't I put on the truma tmei on it? You're telling me that I can't do that. Amale Lekishinit Mena. Fine. When he does that, fine. That's not what the Mishnah was talking about. The Mishnah is talking about whether you can go now and put it there. If you're telling, you're saying, what would be in a case? Fine. There is such a case at the ground. You already put it into the fire. It's burning. Now you want to add from it to make it to it. I never said it would have happened. Omar Rabbi Mano Rabbi Shimon. Atonomrim, you claim that Yodi Rabbi Shimon, you're claiming that Rabbi Shimon was the Moda to Rabbi Yeshua. And I'm telling you that Apilu, I think what is it really mean? I'm telling you that Apilu Rabbi Yeshua, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, let you Rabbi Yeshua. In other words, what you're claiming that he would be motivated Rabbi Yeshua, even Rabbi Yeshua himself wouldn't have said. Because what you're saying is that he would say that you're allowed to be Matamet Yadayim. We know from a price that Rabbi Yeshua himself doesn't hold that he could be Matamet Yadayim. So therefore, anyway, you're going to have to deal with Rabbi Yeshua's own rejection of Rabbi Yeshua. There seems to be a contradiction between the Brisa and the Mishnah anyway. And because in the Brisa we're talking about burning the Truma, the Erev Pesach, and it says over there that he said, remember, Rabbi Yeshua was how do you take a chance to burn something before it's time? If maybe Eliyahu HaNavi would come and say that it's tar. So you see that even where you have a Suffolk Tuna, you cannot, where it's Vanai going to be Olak Le'ivot unless something changes. You're not allowed, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, to be Matami Biyadayi. So what are you telling me Rabbi Shimon is a motive to Rabbi Yeshua? Even Rabbi Yeshua is not a motive to Rabbi Yeshua. Lacey Rabbi Yeshua, this is not the Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah. Amalei, Tanya, even. There are, in fact, Tanayim that have different approaches on Levit Rabbi Yeshua, like we say, man. This trait Tanayim on Levit Rabbi Yeshua is essentially what he's saying. Taman, so over there, the case is going to hear, it should say Rabbi Yossi. Taman, Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Yeshua. Ramacha, it's Rabbi Shimon, b'shem Rabbi Yeshua. Taman, Tanayim, b'chor, shachaz, odam. Afilu meis ein mekiz in lo'atabam, b'v Rabbi Yehuda. There we learn that if a Bechor gets an Akhidah's dam, even if it's going to die, you can't be Mekiz Adam. The Chachomim Omrim, whereas the Chachomim say, Yakiz, Ubevad, it should say, Ubevad Shalom Yasebo Mum. But you should be Mekiz in a way that is careful not to make a Mum in it. And if he did, Vimasabo Mum, if however he wasn't careful, he can't be shochet the Bechor based on that mum. You can't eat it because it would be like a case where you made a mum be a dayim in a Bechor. You make a mum be a dayim, then you're not allowed to eat it until another mum happens to it accidentally. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon, and this is the figure we're referring to all along. This is Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer Yakiz, go right ahead and make a normal akrosa without even being careful. Half op, shasabo mum, because since it's going to die anyway, there's no issue about talas mum. Again, our machlokas before was why? Is that because anyway it's going to die, or is it because the mum is the achidas on itself is a mum? That was dependent on whether we held that the Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shimon shitas went to be late. Rabbi Abu, b'shem Rabbi Lazar, says that this means after the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Gamliel. Our Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Gamliel, don't change anything, right? In other words, he says that you don't have to be matzmiyeh because you're not mechuyev in shmirah, but you're not goring the tumah either. So isn't that what he's saying? He's saying, in other words, don't do anything new. Ayakadosh b'davar. So what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, he would hold over here with Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah. Look, there's nothing you can do about it. So just leave it the way it is. The Rabbanan, on the other hand, who say over there, well, you can do something about it, but you have to be careful not to cause it to become a Baal Mum, but you certainly are mechuyev still to take care of it, and it shouldn't die. So they apparently hold that Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar says over here, you have to take care of it, that it shouldn't become dummy. So Rebbe Elazar says over here, if it's in a makom megula, put it into a makom mutzna. If it's uncovered, cover it. Fine. So the Chachamim are saying, cover it, so to speak. And make sure that nothing happens to it to hurt it. So the Rabbonim would then be going Rebbe Elazar. The Rebbe Shimon would be going bring Rebbe Yeshua. So we actually have a three-point parallel of the three shittas in the Mishnah in Bukharos with the three shittas in our Mishnah. The Tani Rebbe Shimon Yakiz, when it says over here that Rebbe Shimon can be Makiz, so does that, I mean, that's Rebbe Shimon is Kaldeima, said Bumo. That there, it says in the Braisa, even if he does it on purpose. So that part, I mean, that's Akya to Rebbe Yeshua Acharaya. That's going according to Rebbe Yeshua, not in the beginning of the Mishnah. Because according to Rebbe Yeshua, in the beginning of the Mishnah, you're not allowed to do anything on purpose. You're allowed to uncover it, but you can't actually touch it and be going to Mithuin. So that's going according to Rebbe Yeshua. At the end of the Mishnah, well, you're allowed to take a barrel that's tomei and to save the wine that's going into it. Says Rebbe Avu, b'shem Rishonim and Lakish. Taima, the Rebbe Yehuda, the reason Rebbe Yehuda holds that you can't be naked is not because of the chashash that you're saying that, well, you know, you'll have to keep your hands off and maybe something will happen. That's not the pshat. His svara is like this. It says in the Torah, lo tochal al ha'oret tishpachenu kamayim. This means lo yitarti l'chadamo ela l'chopcham. It says, and they're talking about not eating dam, and it's in the parsha Bechor. So what is it saying? You know, is it saying, lo yitarti l'chadamo ela l'chopcham? Why did I tell you that you're allowed to shech a Bechor? Only for actually bringing it for a karma. Or maybe you should be able to eat it. But certainly not that you should simply do nothing with it. And that's what you're doing over here. If you're going to go ahead and you'll be making the dam, I was never mocking you to be making the dam. There's a review to hold that this is good for the reasons the Torah addresses an issue of dam in the context of Bechor, which makes no sense. What's special about the dinim of dam of a Bechor? What it must be coming to tell me is that there's a special halacha not to be shofech the dam of a Bechor in the case of Akosa. It's a much of our memory, actually, the Rav Yossi. Well, the Tzuli HaMukdashim sees, normally, the Din of Tzuli HaMukdashim, which means you had a kosher carbon, and now it got a mum. And over there, you go ahead, you're poda it, and it says exactly the same pasuk over there. It says, Alar Tishvachar HaKamayim, so it says, Lo Tzokulenu, Alar Tishvachar HaKamayim, and what are you going to say it means over there? I mean, over there, if I was already poda it, and it's already a bamum, nobody holds that you're not allowed to be making dam on an animal that you bought off of crutch and after having mum on it. No such thing. The Bechor, okay, the child of your Bechor that has to do on it, but a pure animal doctrine that would need to be already paid, you're treated like any other animal. You're not allowed to find it. Certain things you're not allowed to do with it, but certainly nobody suggested it's us to be make his dam on it. So you see that the Torah uses the word Alarstish Bechor Kamayim. Not as telling me that there's an Isser in Hakraza. Says Rav Yamarada, no, over there the truth is that it is coming to tell me a very important halacha. Namely, Lehechsher telling me that Dam is a mashkin. The Larsha Tachena Kamayim means that blood has been of water, just like water is matame, is makshir akabal tumor for Zoyin, foodstuff. So too is Dam makshir akabal tumor. It's Amrit, Ma Mayim Makshir, Mat Dam Makshir. In other words, from there is Grupa, where we learn the halacha that water, Dam, is Makshir the same way that water is Makshir. Right. The Tsuyam of Dashi. Well, this is Bechara Kamayim comes to tell me the dinim of Hashem. Where are we up to here? Remember? Amr Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Rabbi Abu B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan says V'Shneihem Mikra Echad Dosh. Both Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim over there that are arguing about whether you can put Emum in, they are darshing the same pasuk in different ways. It says, Tamim Yiyeh L'Ratzon, Kol Mum Lo Yiyeh Bo. That the carbon now has to be kept as before L'Ratzon. No mum should be in it. Rabbi Shimon, Darshan's in, Bisha'ashu L'Ratzon, Eina V'Shay Retain Bo Mum. But Bisha'ashu Eina L'Ratzon, Ad V'Shay Retain Bo Mum. So he learns that that's the whole point that the Torah is making over here. If this is a carbon that is going to be L'Ratzon, so that it's going to be able to be brought as a carbon, but then you're not allowed to put a mum. Well, once it's not L'Ratzon, so it already is not chuzas dam, so it already has a mum in it, so then there's no deal. I'm preventing you from putting another mum in it. That's how Rabbi Shimon learned this. What does mum mean? Afilu kulo mumin ein atah rishayim atay be mum. They're saying, kol mum lo yabu. You're not allowed to put in any mum. Meaning, so now let's say it already has 69 in the mum, and you want to put in the 70. Kol mum lo yabu. You can't put in any mum. Okay, so they're arguing group, and I don't understand this topic. So afilu kulo mumin, even if it's all mums, ein atah rishayim atay be mum. The Kama Baruch of Hashem of Yotzi Baruch Hanina says, Kli Shetocho Taho V'acholah Tmein Ein Mitam'in Bo Davar. If you have a Kli where you have, but this can only work on a Tumad Rabbon, which is Tumad Mashkin. So the halacha over there is that a Kli that became Tame by being touched on its back by Mashkin, the Tocho remains Tor, and the Achora, the Achorayim of the Kli is Tameh, which is a very strange halacha. There's all types of reasons we made this Takona about things that can be Mitameh, Mitameh from Mashkin. And this is one of the halachas that is unique by Tumas Mashkin for Kerem. So in a case where you have a Kli where the inside of it is Tor and the outside of it is Tameh, in mitam imbo davar mimuat kedei lahatil bo davar miruba. It says over there, in referring to our Mishnah. And here it says that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yehoshua for both mode in our Mishnah says you can be matzil or revius the tyra of the wine that's going to be spilling in. You should. It's only if you can't be matzil. There we have our machlokas that Rabbi Elazar says that, well, you can't touch it b'yadayin. You have to allow it to become tamei. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, if you can be masculine, and it's tummy, so it's okay to be a tummy. So now he's coming to say that in that case, if you're going to be able to be masculine with a kli, that its toho is tohar, and its gabo is tummy, that's not the case that Rabbi Eliezer is saying that you should use to be masculine. So even though you're going to be matzil a davar meruba, we cannot use it because what's going to happen is, according to Rebbe Elazar, we're afraid that other truma is going to be touching the back of the kli, right? And that part you're going to be doing via dying. So it comes out that there's no way for you to be matzil betaira without being metame as well. Because here we have a signal kli that's sort of half tar and half tame. And Rebbe Eliezer is saying, don't use that kli to be matzil, the revius papyra, because you're going to end up being matzil the adayin. And that's even true if it's a very large kli, and you could be matzil an awful lot, and the part that's going to be touching the back of the kli is only a little bit. Nonetheless, you don't say, let me be matzil a lot, and be matzil a little, the adayin. That's what we're adding now to our Mishnah. So Tamina, and it says in our Mishnah, Tereid v'tetamei v'al yitam ena v'yadav. So if you're going to go ahead and be metamei v'yadav, it says. And over here it's mashma only if you're going to go and bedav to be metamei. It's not mashma in our Mishnah that even if something might happen to touch the back of the kli, which is not your intent to claw. So where do you get off saying this about Rabbi Yehoshua? To pater what Rav Chama Bar Utsva meant, and we said that you can't, even though according to Rabbi Yehoshua, even if it's only half tamei, that's where he says Rishul Bar Bakta. To pater talking about the Shnei Kelim, when Rav Chama Bar Utsva said you're not matzil a lot and metame a little, you made a mistake. It's not referring to one kli that's partially tame and partially tahor. It's talking about where there are two different tailors. So you have a choice over here to bring either a kli, which is tahor, or a kli, which is toko, tahor, and the bag is tummy. So it's telling you, if you have a choice of those tailings, don't take the kli that could be matzil a lot, because it's gav is tummy, and therefore you have to be maksid on the negiyah of the gav. Better to take the smaller kli, which is completely tahor, and be matzil only. So if you have two tailings, echad toko, tahor, echad tummy, the echad kulo tahor, I should say, one is kulo tahor, and meaning bein mitoko tahor and achor tahor, there you should take the smaller kli, and you should go ahead and be matzil less. Omer Rabbi Mana, ki pater bebor tahor, which we're talking about, according to him, the explanation of Kama Barucha is that it's not the case of our Mishnah where it's going to be falling into tome chulin. It's talking about in a case where it's going to be talking about tahor chulin. And the problem over there is that it's going to become a duma, not that it's going to become tame. So therefore, if it becomes a duma, it will still be allowed for Kohen to eat it, right? His only hesed is that he's going to have to sell the whole thing cheaply, because now only Kohanim are allowed to eat it. That's where he was talking about it. If you want to be matzil the truma inside of a kli, in order to save yourself the loss of having to sell the wine in the bottom vat only to Kohanim, there is where he said, don't save it in a kli that has achoran to meyim, which has nothing to do with the case of Rabbi Yeshua, where he's being matzil from something that would have become tummy. It's a whole different case. Mad masnite v'bor tummy, because from our Mishnah, where it says the fairies, the chulin are tummy, and therefore they're not going to be usable at all. And over there, of course, he says you should be matzil. Well, what about the other case? What about the case of where it's going to be ruined? But tamina tered v'tibalat va'ayivalena b'yadav. Doesn't it say that if it's going to, the case of the oil was that it was leaking out of the barrel and it's going to be lost? It's not going to become tame. It's just that it's going to be lost. So in the mail, I mean, that the issue over here seems to be the amount of loss that you've been talking about. Doesn't it say if it's just going to be lost, that therefore that is sufficient? Do you have this Gersa, or do you skip? What's your Gersa on there in that print? Mm-hmm. So this part about Shinit Gargala Beit Pras, you have that? Okay. So if you prepare Shinit Gargala Beit Pras, you can say that that's part in that also, that the land that it's going to be falling into, it's not stam that it's going to become lost. It's going to become lost and tame, because it's talking about that the land itself was tame because it was a Beit Pras, which the Rabbon and Asherd and said that they were afraid that the whole place was tame because it was a place where it ever was Mechadash. Now, Abaita de Chavraya, Chavit Rishona, the Chavit Shania, Abaita de Rabbi Yossi. The way that the Chavarim were learning over here is that both cases are going Aliva Rabbi Yossi. And when it says the Chavit, the case of the Chavit that was in the upper back, right, that's that we're talking about now. And please don't get confused. Until now, we were referring to Rishona Vachrona, was the two cases, first two cases in the Mishnah. Now we're talking about Rishona Vachrona, the last two cases. So now the Rishona